So that brings me to when we're studying the scripture. I'm just going to go through a couple of scriptures. I'm not going to hand these out today. We're going to talk about patience some. But I'm going to go through scripture. I'm going to teach you guys a way to go through scripture, and it has to do with how we integrate stuff, all right? It's Philippians 4:11-13. It says, I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I'm learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. So we read it. We might memorize it. So, again, I'm not teaching you the way here to study Scripture, but I'm teaching you a way that's very effective. You take and you look at it in context of what it's saying. Here's talking about contentment, all right? So you need to know the context of what you're looking at. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, or for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. So you stop. I've learned to be content whatever circumstances. And you picture what's going on. He said, I've learned. Okay, it's a learning process. Okay, now I got something here. You got to stop and let it integrate. Let the word integrate into you and meditate on it. And so you say, okay, it's a learning process to be content. It's not something that's like a gift of the Spirit that I got and boom, I got it. I got to learn it. Okay, so you picture that. Oh, I got to learn it somehow. Am I going to learn in class? Probably not. Where am I going to learn it? Probably in the school of hard knocks. That means that somehow God's going to be doing some things in my life to teach me this contentment thing. Well, there we go. I learned it. I learned to be content whatever the circumstance. So you go, wow, whatever the circumstance. So things are good, things are bad. He's saying, I've learned to be content when things are bad. Okay? This is not Jesus. This is a man. It's hard for me to do things just because Jesus did them, because I'm going, well, he was Jesus. He's like perfect. But when I see another man that's done it, I go, he's just a man. Now, Jesus was just a man too when he came to earth. He was God, fully God, but he gave up all the power of God when he came to earth. So he did everything as a man. So he did, but it's just easier for me when it's a person. I know what it is to be in need. Okay, so you go, okay, this dude knew it. He's worth listening to because he knows what it's like to be hurting. And if you go look at Paul and all the shipwrecks and beatings and all the stuff that he got, he knows what it's like to be in need. Definitely knows. And I know what it's like to have plenty. Okay, so he knows what it is to have plenty. So he's got it all figured out. He's seen both sides of it. And so you picture that. You go through life. You've got both sides. And you have this learning process. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. So it's a secret. There's something I got to be doing to have this contentment. In every situation. So again, this contentment he's talking about, and you picture it, this contentment is something I'm supposed to have whatever's happened in life, when the struggles are there, no matter what's happened, you visualize it, I'm supposed to have this contentment at all times. See, if you don't have a vision of where you're supposed to go, it's really hard to get there. Up till I was like 35 years old, virtually every person that came in my life said, you need to change, you need to change, you need to change, you don't talk right to people, you don't do this, you don't do that. Nobody ever showed me what I was supposed to look like. They just told me everything I was doing was wrong, you know. And then when I'm going through my divorce or the separation, when my wife left 2 times, 4 years apart, this pastor came in and he taught me what I was supposed to look like. He started to say, this is what you're supposed to look like. And I'm going, wow, now I can start going somewhere. You got to see what you're supposed to look like. All right. So I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. So we can see this, whether well-fed or hungry. So go, wow. We're talking about, I don't like being hungry, but not for extended periods of time, can't even imagine it. And we're supposed to be content even when our gut's hurting and we're hungry. Be content. Okay. So get the vision of it. You're physically suffering and you're still supposed to be content. So this, again, this contentment surpasses everything. Whether living in plenty or in want. And it's interesting, he finishes up and says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Now, you need to, when you read a verse like that, I can do everything through him who gives me strength, it's important to look at it, as you look at Scripture, through all the rest of the Bible, right? Is there anything in the Bible that says, I can go jump off buildings, I can go do this, I can go do that, because Christ gives me strength? Okay, nothing, all right? So when you really look at it, I can do everything God's called me to do through him who gives me strength. Okay? I can do everything God's called me to do through him who gives me strength. So we can have that confidence. When God calls you to go do something, I can do it. So, You make a six-month commitment here, having struggles with leadership, struggles with other people, and you say, I made a commitment. God will help me to endure. Okay? He will help me. He has the power because I made this commitment, and the scripture says, simply let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything beyond that comes from the evil one. Do not break your oath, but keep the oaths you have made to the Lord. All right? So we know what the scripture says there. And so you make your commitment. And so now you made a commitment, and he said, I'll take care of you. I'll make it work. Okay, so this contentment thing in the secret, I believe the secret to contentment is trusting, it's simple, trusting God. You think of contentment and peace are pretty similar. Scripture says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Okay? So we're trusting in God. So we're going along, something doesn't go right. Oh, what's that about, Lord? Well, I got this. You can't see how, but I got it. Okay. There's an incredible peace and contentment when somebody that knows more says, I got it. So let's say Jeff and I are working in the house and he's getting into something and I'm going, oh man, what's happening here? You know, he goes, Rick, I got this. I go, okay. He's proved himself to be faithful in the work he's done. So when he says, I got this, I know he's not going to say he got it if he doesn't. So I can have a rest and a peace and say, okay, I'm out of here. You got it. I'll be in the other room. You got it. That's how God wants us to be with him. He's got it handled. All right? And he wants us to have that rest and that trust and that peace and that contentment walking with him, that he's the one that's got it handled. I've got this. Do your best. Keep working. You know, keep doing your thing. But I'm in charge of the results. We're in charge of doing our best, and even our best is something that God gives the ability to do. But God is responsible for the results. If there was a direct correlation between our work and our success, we'd be like God. If there was a direct correlation between how hard we work at something and how well it turns out, we'd be like God because we'd be able to make things happen. I'm going to make my marriage happen. I'm going to overcome my addiction. I'm going to this. I'm going to that. I'm going to work. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. God, there's a God factor in this whole thing. There's people who work really hard at their health, but because of genetic trouble and other things, it doesn't work for them. And there's some people, George Burns smoking cigars until he's 100 years old and it doesn't affect him.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And so, you know, most people can't do that. My dad is almost 90 and he's still smoking like, I don't know, 20 a day or whatever. I don't know how he makes it. He's sure not as healthy as he would be. The dude, he was doing 100 pull-ups in the military. He tied first for physical fitness out of 300 guys. I mean, what he could be if he hadn't been smoking all these years, be way beyond. You know, but he's still living, you know, slowing down quite a bit. So there's a God factor. But we do our best, and Christ takes care of the rest. That's the deal. Do your best. Focus on it.